Things can go wrong for anyone, even mental health experts like me. A few years ago, someone came to me and asked me to help him overcome a problem he'd had, which was a phobia of driving on the motorway, or in the US you call it a highway. So I spent about an hour with him to fix his problem, and the session went great. Well, 2 days later, I received a call from him at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he sounded rather distressed, as of course was I, being woken up in the middle of the night. Hearing extreme anxiety in his voice, I asked, "Are you okay?" To which he replied, "No, no, no. I'm having a problem on the motorway." Sounding surprised, I said, "Did I not solve your problem?" To which he replied, "Yes, you did. A great job. But I've had no problem getting on and driving on the motorway. But I've been stuck driving around the M25 in London for the last 16 hours and I can't get off." So the moral of the story, guys, is to be thorough in the things you do. Try to see the bigger picture in every situation. Whenever you have a problem, zoom out and look at the whole enchilada, guys. You'll always get a better outcome. So hi everybody, welcome to episode 2 of the Team Talk Pod with me, your host, Mr. Ivan. And today, we're diving into more important learnings to help you think better, be better, and live better. And who doesn't want that? Only a fool could not want to feel better. So let's talk about managing stress. You know that feeling when you feel like you're carrying a 50-pound sack of potatoes on your head? The weight's pushing your neck, your head towards the ground? Yep, that's for sniffer dogs. Not for happy teenagers. Because happy teenagers should be walking tall with positive body language, shoulders back. Positivity is everything. But seriously, stress can be really overwhelming. And if you think about it, anytime you're worrying about something either hasn't happened yet or has already happened. And so that means that you're out of sync, dude. You're not in the present moment. And a really good way to manage stress is to try to keep yourself in the now, not in the future nor the past. Remember, work with what is real and not what you think is real. And now if you're having an immediate struggle, do this. Give yourself a moment. Take a deep breath. I mean, it works for whales, right? It can work for you. Inhale. Exhale. That's right. Fix your eyes on an object. And as you do this, count from 1 to 10 and then get yourself more composed. And take your time. Bring yourself into the now. And say these words. Calm, collected, confident. Say them over and over. And for those of you that have the Mr. Ivan app, you can find a quick fix video on this, as well as many other short videos to help you cope with any other urgent situations that you may be experiencing. They're in the Mr. Ivan Rescue Center. So listen up. We're all in control of ourselves. And while it's great if you have others that will help you, ultimately, you must learn to manage your own feelings and behaviors, because the responsibility of what happens to you, good or bad, it lies with you. The decisions you make and the behaviors you display are your responsibility. And that's why I'm here, to teach you dudes how to make better decisions and to manage difficult situations easier. Heard the saying, you reap what you sow? Of course you have. Well, that's also saying that we are what we reflect. In other words, the way we act towards situations and other people dictates what will be returned to us. If you're walking down the street acting Mr. Tough Guy, swaggering your shoulders, you're reflecting aggression. And guess what you're going to attract? Aggression, of course. Or if you're bad-mouthing others, being rude, and wondering why you're living in drama. Well, it's because you're reflecting drama, and it's going to come straight back at you. Now, if you want to live in this type of stressful, ugly, dangerous lifestyle, you best hold on to your seat, because you're going to have one hell of a rough ride. It's like the universe is a giant mirror, reflecting to us what we send out. And so when you're nice, kind and positive, you'll attract people and situations that match that. Life may not all be sunshine and rainbows. We're human, and we all have our ups and downs. But if you keep sending out good vibes, keep learning from your experiences, you'll notice that life tends to give you back what you put in. It will work out. It's like magic. But it really is just how the universe works. Goes deeper. If you want to be good at something, like acting or acing your math class or being a great athlete or becoming a pro gamer or whatever it is that you want to be good at, you've got to put the effort and practice in, right? When you're delivering hard work and dedication, you'll receive a reward for it. You'll get better and better, and whatever it is that you continue to practice, you'll improve more and more. And then who knows what success can lead to? Oh, mistakes. I've made a few. Like the time I spilt paint on my friend's head. He was helping me to do some painting and I was on the ladder above him. And then suddenly, drip, drip, and the paint, which was oil-based by the way, and that means it doesn't wash out with water. It landed dead centre of his head. Oh, that boy had such lovely hair. It was his pride and joy. In fact, it was his secret weapon for attracting the girls. He was always stroking his hair, checking it was all right. Of all the people it could happen to, well, he started to wipe it off, but it just spread everywhere. Ooh, I desperately tried to help him, but no matter what we did, it wouldn't wash out. At one point, I had to blast him with a hose. Freezing cold water on a freezing cold day. I mean, I'm cringing as I remember. About an hour later, we had to give up. It just wouldn't work. And he had to let his hair dry out naturally. And then after a few hours, he went into the bathroom and he looked in the mirror. Honestly, I thought he was going to collapse. He went weak at the knees and his eyes were popping out of his head like they're on springs. He looked like a scarecrow just about to be taken out by a tractor. And that wasn't the worst. The worst was yet to come because he ended up having to shave off all his hair. And when I saw him on the Monday, he really struggled to even look at me. But like everything in life, it's temporary. And of course, his hair grew back. Yeah, I mean, there are other silly things I've done, like spraying hairspray under my arms instead of on my head, and walking around like a penguin for the rest of the day. You know, we all make mistakes and have embarrassing situations. And that's part of life. But here's the thing. When you make a mistake or mess up, don't beat yourself up about it. It wasn't deliberate. Instead, every time you mess up, learn from it and try and laugh at yourself as much as you can. You know, mistakes that feel bad at the time are often the makings of a great story and always make for great entertainment later on. Here's a few tips I'd like to share with you all to help you stay balanced and happy. Stay connected. Maintain strong relationships with friends and family. Talking to loved ones can provide emotional support and a sense of belonging. Express yourself. Don't bottle up your feelings. Share your thoughts and emotions with someone you trust, or keep a journal to write down and process your thoughts later. And stay active. Regular physical activity boosts your mood and reduces stress. But find an activity you enjoy, whether it's sports, dancing, or simply going for a bike ride. Don't just stay in and play games. And eat well. A balanced diet can have a positive impact on your mood and energy and your skin. Aim for a variety of nutritious foods and stay hydrated. And take vitamin D3 if you don't get enough sun. D3 is critical for our mental and physical well-being. and make sure you get enough sleep. Likely your parents may be telling you have too much sleep. Prioritise quality sleep. You teenagers need about 8 to 10 hours of sleep per night for optimal well-being. Limit your screen time. While technology is great, too much screen time can negatively affect your mental health. So set yourself boundaries and take regular breaks from the screen. And manage stress, of course. Learn stress management techniques, such as time management, setting realistic goals, and seeking help when needed. If you need to seek help, if you're struggling, don't hesitate to reach out to someone who can help you, a mental health professional, a counsellor, or just a trusted adult for support and guidance. And last but not least, have your parents sign up to the Mr. Ivan app, where you'll have a wealth of mental health and well-being learning and support available to you 24/7. You can also ask any question in confidence and receive a professional reply within 24 hours. And you can learn more by going to www.themrivanwellbeingclub.com. So remember that everyone's mental health journey is unique to them. What works for one person may not work for another. And so it's essential to find strategies and routines that suit your individual needs and preferences. Let's learn about others. So there are three different personality types of people in this world, and learning about them will help you understand yourself and others better. The first personality types are those that are predominantly introvert. And this means that they tend to be shy and sensitive, but they're also caring, kind, thoughtful, and empathetic, which are such lovely traits. But being shy can cause them to miss out. And they're also likely to hold their thoughts and feelings inside, which is unhealthy for them. Therefore, if you're someone with this type of persona, it's really important to find ways to release your feelings. And you can do this by using things like writing no-send letters or havening, which is where you'd stroke your arms from your shoulder down to your elbow, and whilst doing so, talk out your feelings. And you can do this on a regular basis. It really will make a difference to how you feel. The second personality types are those that are predominantly more outgoing. They tend to speak their mind, and they can often speak without thinking first. Their direct speech helps them get what they want, but can often hurt others with their words. You know when they're upset, because they release their frustration or anger onto whoever upsets them. These people are fortunate in as much as they're not holding their feelings inside for long, and so they recover quickly from negative situations as they release their feelings. When two people with this type of personality are in a relationship, it can be really explosive. The third personality type are those drama queens of this world. Everything's a big deal, and they're often very theatrical. They make great actors. They cry at the drop of a hat, recover within seconds, and so in general, nothing really fazes them that much. And these types of personalities make for great entertainment, so really good to hang out with, albeit often very unreliable. Understanding the persona types of others helps you understand your friends and family better. And from that, you can know how they work and how they fit in with you and your friendship group. May I use this word, that word that makes some people shudder? School. Let's just have a quick word on school. Who likes school? All right, let's get the real deal about school, dear teenagers. So here's the deal. A lot of us have this love-hate relationship with school. We complain about it. But deep down, it's not the entire school that's the problem. It's a mixed bag of goodies, some sweet, some sour. We have to see school as a whole and not as a part. Think about it. School isn't just one big, monolithic blob of misery, even though it may feel like it sometimes. It's more like a buffet where you can have a bit of everything. Some subjects make you feel great, while others not so much. Some teachers rock and make learning epic, while others might cause you to dread. And then there's those classmates. Some become great friends, while others are just passing acquaintances. And then there are those that you need to avoid, of course. Here's what to do about school, because everyone has to go to school. And it's important to learn Otherwise, as an adult, life will be really tough indeed. It's essential to break down what you like and dislike about school. Seriously, take a good, hard look. What makes your eyes roll? What do you like? What do you dislike? By pinpointing these things, you can turn school from a negative vibe into a personal adventure. And of course, you'll have lots of friends at school that perhaps you wouldn't have or don't have when you're at home. So why bother with school at all? Well, it's not just about maths and English. School equips you with some real-life superpowers. You learn how to think critically, solve problems, and communicate. These skills, they'll be your assets in your future journey. Plus, school introduces you to a mix of people, different minds and perspectives. And some will become your partners in crime for the coolest adventures you've ever had. And some may become friends for life. Remember, we're all social creatures. We need friends, people to hang out with and have fun, share ideas and tell stories, and of course, have plenty of laughs. So remember, teams, school isn't just about the textbooks and homework. It's about building your toolkit for the future, meeting awesome people, discovering what makes your brain light up. So embrace the good, tackle the not so good, and ride the roller coaster, because life's a thrilling journey and school's just a start. School, like every circumstance in life, is temporary, and those school years pass by very quickly, and then it's just a memory. So make it work for you. The power of superheroes. Ever wondered what sets real-life heroes apart? And it's not that they all wear capes, but they do all share one superpower that can change the world. And that is kindness. All superheroes are kind and helpful to others. Have you noticed that? That's their goal. That's their mission. Kindness has this cool superpower of spreading like wildfire. And when you're kind, you inspire others to be kind too. So here's some other things that kindness brings to the table. It boosts your mood. Think about it. Think about how you feel when you help a friend or even a stranger. It's like a burst of happiness right there, because the pleasure is in giving. Doing good for others actually releases chemicals in your brain that make you feel awesome. It builds epic connections. Kindness helps you make friends and strengthens your relationships with others. It's like a friendship potion that makes bonds unbreakable. It brings so much pleasure. It makes the world a better place. When you're kind, you're basically a superhero of the real world. You can change someone's day, week, or even life with a simple act of kindness. It's a win-win. And here's the best part. Being kind doesn't just help others, it helps you too. It really is a win-win situation. You feel great, and the world becomes a brighter place. So get ready. Get ready to embark on your journey of kindness towards others. And this is how you do it. Do small acts, as they have a big impact. You don't need a grand gesture. Simply holding the door, giving a compliment, helping a friend with homework. It can work wonders, you know. And be a good listener. Sometimes all someone needs is someone to talk to or to listen to them. Be that friend who listens without judgment. Or become a volunteer, join a community project, or volunteer at a local organization. It's a really nice way to give back. Remember, you are what you reflect, and what you give out comes back to you. And deliver some acts of kindness. Surprise someone with a random act of kindness, like leave them an uplifting note or share your sweets with someone who doesn't have any. And of course, yourself, VIP. Use self-kindness, because being kind to yourself is just as important, if not more important. Treat yourself with love and respect. And in doing these things, you unleash your inner hero. That makes you a superhero. So there you have it, teen heroes. Kindness isn't just a warm and fuzzy concept. It's your superpower, your secret weapon to change the world one small act at a time. And that's how I roll. Oh yeah, Mr. Ivan is a superhero too.
Oh yeah!
So go out there, be kind, and watch how you can create a story that's as awesome as any other superhero's adventure. And so that's it from me, Mr. Ivan, your mental health and well-being expert. My podcast comes out every month, and I hope that you've enjoyed some learnings and had some laughs. And remember this, knowledge is power. So until the next time, dream big, live safe, keep smiling, and be true to yourself. Bye for now.